have punched a ticket into the Elite Eight, but we've got to get this one through. It's Cooper High School, the Lady Jaguars, taking on Danville Christian, the Lady Warriors. Hi, I'm Joel Bennett. With me, Bobby Baldwin. We are here in Rupp Arena as the teams and their captains and their coaches are all at midcourt with the officials going over some of the decorum and the rules here in this game, what they want to enforce, and it'll be a Jaguar team coming in here. Cooper High School, back-to-back seasons with 24 wins. This is their third ninth region championship in a row. They've got three starters returning, and Bobby Baldwin here with me. Bobby, Cooper, they've been in the conversation in the top five in just about all the rankings, whether it be Lickenhouse, Cantrell, RPI, or whatever. Cooper's in the mix generally.
Didn't make any difference at all where you look. Basically, from the first week of the season, the Lady Jags have flat been there, and you knew that they were going to be very, very difficult to get out in region play, and now that they've made it here, they've got a real shot.
They have won 11 games in a row, and Cooper rolls in here. You know, at this time, they've had one game that was fairly close. That was the last day of February against Ryle High School. Other than that, and they played Frederick Douglass to a game. So of their 11 wins in a row, most of them been blowouts. Last year, Bobby, this was a team that had the largest margin of victory, around 34 points per game on the average. Winning 11 in a row, only two of them being close games, still battle-tested, though, no doubt.
Well, they're battle-tested, and yet they're going to play a team tonight that will measure up and, in all probability, be something that they haven't really experienced that much of here in the last half of the season. So if you get somebody on the other side of the court that is just about as basically as skilled as you are, then it could cause a little apprehension and make this thing a little tougher.
The interesting thing in the story, Bobby's talking about the other team, Danville Christian, these Lady Warriors, they've had a meteoric type of rise in a short amount of time. They have launched from not playing a KHSAA-approved schedule 3 years ago to now. In 4 years of having a school, it was formed in 2018. Here they are with their first Sweet 16 appearance. They are coached by the only coach they've ever had at Danville Christian, Billy Inman, at the head coach. His record, 89-34 overall. This team comes in, and Danville Christian, with 29-2 record, they stunned a lot of the teams in the 12th region this year. It was looking like it might be Pulaski County, might be Rockcastle County, might be some of the, but Danville Christian just waded right through all of them.
Yeah, and averaging 21 points a game more than their opposition, so they have done it convincingly.
You bring up a good point, and before we go to break, Bobby, talking about this Danville Christian team, yeah, they're number five in the state overall in scoring average. They're number two in the state overall in rebounds average per game, about 34 rebounds a game. They've got a frontline player at 6'4". She's a real deal. Very nice player. Looking at some of the, again, number one in rebounding, 43 rebounds per game average, I should say.
Yeah, 43.
And not 34, 43. And they are 61.5 points on average. The Jaguars, though, they have been here. This will be their third straight trip to the Sweet 16. We're inside of 10 minutes, now approaching 9 minutes away from tip-off. Both teams on the floor for a shoot-around. We will take a two-minute break. After this two-minute timeout, we'll return. We'll have more pregame to follow right here. The Mingy Beef Jerky Sweet 16 Girls Basketball brought to you on your Gateway Sports Station. Back in two.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision.
and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament right here in Rupp Arena. As we're going to be bringing you Cooper High School, the Lady Jaguars taking on Danville Christian, the Lady Warriors. Cooper comes in here again, second year in a row. They've won 29 ball games. Third time in a row that they've won the ninth region. Three starters return on this team, and they're seniors. Eastern Kentucky commit, Liz Freiehofer. Freiehofer averaged 10 points last year. She picked up on that this year. Also, Evansville commit, Logan Palmer in here, and Liberty-bound Malia Alexander. These three girls have already signed playing college basketball, and they return as seniors, Bobby, and the preseason picked at number four, and they stayed right there through the regular season. So it wasn't a dark horse. They were good. They knew they were good, and they lived up to it and delivered the goods. Here they are three times in a row.
Right, and dominated the region, dominated the district without losses. And you've got Palmer averaging over 16 points a game, Freiehofer at 12. So they know how to do it, and they're meeting a team in the second game that has some size. But I believe their skill sets will serve them well here against this Danville Christian squad.
Danville Christian, they also have won 29 games, but I don't know about an outlier, but they rolled through their regular season. The only loss they had to a Kentucky school was a 30-point blowout against Owensboro Catholic. I don't know what happened there, but after that, they went on a roll and won 12 games in a row. I talked about margin of victory and not having a close game. Well, that was Danville Christian. They beat everybody by double digits after that 30-point blowout to Owensboro Catholic. So that was a very poignant wake-up call.
Well, they took heed and cranked it up after that. So I'm not a bit surprised. This could be a very, very entertaining and could be a high-scoring contest here in this next one.
They won in the district 60-31 over Lincoln County, beat Danville across town 53-35, took care of Wayne County 61-47. Then they disposed of Rockcastle 62-47, and then West Jessamine in the 12th region final by a score of 63-46. So they're on a roll, and they're beating people by quite a large margin. The winner of this ball game will play Henderson County. Henderson County beat a team, Owensboro, 43-39 yesterday in a matchup of two teams from out west. So Henderson County advances. Some of the other teams that are in this Elite Eight, these quarterfinals coming up, as Bowling Green will be playing McCracken County tomorrow at 11. Then the other morning session game will be Butler High School playing Franklin County at 1:30. Sacred Heart, who defeated George Rogers Clark in the game preceding this one, will be playing Bethlehem at 6 p.m. tomorrow. And then you're going to have the winner of this game playing Henderson County. So the Elite Eight's starting to take shape, Bobby. And I, these teams, I don't know that there's any outliers here or any Cinderella teams. These teams are all good enough and meant to be here.
Well, we know one thing. We can observe what's on the court here for this final of the eight games, and there don't appear to be any outliers by any means.
Well, the horn sounds, and these teams are going to the respective benches. As we will get ready for basketball action, step aside for a one-minute break. We'll be back in 1 minute right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Sweet 16 concludes tonight, but we've got a game to play here. The horn sounds. Cooper taking on Danville Christian. Let's go to the public address.
Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls State Basketball Tournament. Tonight's contest features our champions from Region 12 with a record of 29-2. Welcome the Lady Warriors of Danville Christian. They take on our champions of Region 9 with a record of 29-4. Let's welcome the Lady Jaguars from Cooper. Fans, at this time, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now, let's meet our starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. From Danville Christian at guard, a 5'8 sophomore, number 10, Paisley Metz. From Cooper at guard, a 6-foot freshman, number 10, Haley Knoll. From Danville Christian, a guard, 5'7 junior, number 13, Grace Meyer. From Cooper at guard, a 5'10 senior, number 15, Malia Alexander. From Danville Christian at forward, a 6'4 junior, number 23, Grace Bugwa. From Cooper, a forward, 6'1 senior, number 21, Bella Deer. From Danville Christian at forward, a 5'10 freshman, number 24, Amari Blackford. From Cooper at guard, a 6'1 senior, number 32, Liz Fryhopper. From Danville Christian at guard, a 5'4 senior, number 33, Braxton Heck. And from Cooper at forward, a 6'1 senior, number 33, Logan Palmer. The head coach for Danville Christian is Billy Inman. The head coach for Cooper is Justin Holthaus. Your officials for today's game are Tanisha Hickerson, Maya Smith, and Ralph Fugate. And the alternate official is LaRon Kittle.
There we get ready for tonight's final game of this opening round of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. Again, two teams, each with 29 wins on the season. Cooper High School up there in Northern Kentucky, a place that we've been quite often in the football type of realm of things, up in Union, Kentucky at Boone County, taking on Danville Christian, a team that has only been a high school since 2018. In their first year, they did not play a competitive KHSAA schedule. But boy, they've grown up quick, haven't they, Bobby, in a short amount of time.
Well, they've not only grown in numbers, they've grown in size on the court. They've got a couple of very, very plus 6-footers out there on the floor, and they are a little bit taller than their opposition, but both teams look like they can flat play the game, that's for sure.
They list Bugwa at 6'4". It looks more like about a 6'6 type player. And then they also list Blackford at 5'10". She looks to be about 6'1 or 2.
Easy.
Good size out there. And jumping up, Bella Deer will try to tip it, but it's controlled by Danville Christian. Amari Blackford has it, hands it off, making the turn is Braxton Heck. Yeah. She lost it, turnover. Here come the Jaguars of Cooper on a run out. Alexander throws it up, missed it at the rim, rebounded by Bugwa. They've released. Down the floor is Paisley Metz. She couldn't get free and waits for the rest of the team. Bugwa trailing the play, stop and pop. A three. That's a stretch four, stretch five type player.
About 26 footer near the base of the sideline.
So we had a shot by Bella Deer in the paint, and that was rejected, sent back by Bugwa. With the ball in the front court, Braxton Heck. She throws it in the baseline. Shot put in by Grace Meyer. That's a three.
Well, we've got two baskets, 6 points here. And Danville Christian is on their way.
Haley Knoll hands it off to Malia Alexander, who cuts through. She didn't get it. Free Hopper, top of the key, picked up the dribble off the curl, across the lane pass to Deer. Deer lost it. She was going to do a ball fake, but Bugwa altered the possession and coming away. Here's Danville Christian with the ball and a 6-0 lead. A very sturdy, strong built Braxton Heck. With the ball, a lot of dribbling though. She finally throws it in there to Bugwa. She draws a triple team, lost it, turnover, Cooper's got it. Cooper with Palmer, driving, got all the way at the baseline, hit the deck, got rid of it. 3-point shot put up and good. All we've had, Bobby, are long bombs.
And there we got Logan Palmer with the answer there, trimming the lead to 3.
Pressure. Pressure in the backcourt, and Blackford lost it, five count. And it irritated Coach Billy Inman, wanted that ball inbounded. And Cooper with the ball underneath their goal. Lob pass out, Palmer has it at the foul line, drives. Shot blocked by Blackford, she's got it, but I tell you what, Palmer with some bulldog toughness just got in there and tied her up. But they're going to call the foul on Palmer. I thought she was going to get a jump ball. Her first, team first. Possession to Danville Christian, and Bugwai's got it. Goes to the midcourt, picked up there by the 6'1", 6'2", Bella Deer. Bugwa cuts through, didn't get it. They throw it to Blackford. She's in the backcourt. No call there. They want it over and back, didn't get it. Driving is Heck. Left side, puts the shot up under duress. Good defense by Alexander. The shot's missed, and Heck with a foul in backcourt. Her first, team first.
Daniel Christian, very imposing here in the early going with their size, and Bugwa can flat control the lane here, it appears.
And then on the back line help, if you try to pull her away from the goal, you got a 6 foot tall player in there in Amari Blackford. Shot put up by Deer, missed it, tried to get her own rebounded miss, saved inbounds. Here comes Danville Christian. Lead pass into the front court. First touch of the ball by Grace Meyer. She got rid of it quickly. And coming out on top, and again, you're going to get that foul called every time. Freehofer just at midcourt, pushing off, and she draws the foul, her first, team second. We played nearly 3 minutes. It's Danville Christian with the ball and a 6-3 lead. It'll be inbounded by the Lady Warriors of Danville Christian right in front of the Cooper bench. Bugwa comes out. She's going to hit a three or spot a three. Mm-hmm. I called it early, I guess. She hit one from the right wing. This one goes in from the left wing.
Four baskets, four threes. Three of them belong to Danville Christian here in the early going.
Perimeter passing by the Cooper Jaguars. They go on the high post, cutting through. Didn't get it. They look for Alexander. She didn't get it. Now they circle around on the right wing with it. It's Palmer. Palmer skip pass. Their Deer got loose, drives the basket and missed. She had a layup, a clear path, an expected contact. She got it, but after the play, and that's a foul on Grace Bugwa, her first, team second, and Bella Deer will go to the free throw line. Deer, the tallest player on this Jaguar team at 6'1", 6'2". She's there. Free throw is up, and it's good.
In the game, for Daniel Christian, number 12.
Musasi checks in for Danville Christian. Bella Deer at the foul line, averaging 7.5 points per game, pulling down three rebounds. She goes one of two, but slipping in there and got the rebound. Second opportunity for Freehofer. She holds it out near midcourt. Danville Christian going man-to-man. Grace Meyer giving Freehofer a lot of room. Pass it out to Alexander, and I guess Coach Holthaus, he's content to let his girls run the weave and take some clock, try to get a backdoor cut or a high ball screen on a mismatch. But it looks to me like Bugwa can play out on the floor or protect the paint.
That's where you want her, though.
Yeah, they can draw her out there. And there's Deer calling for it. She's got it at three-point range. Bugwa gives a room. They switch off with Musway, and it's a steal. Danville Christian got a steal. Heck stepped in there and took it away. Heck has it. Left side of the lane. Driving. Throws a high lob. Bugwa caught it. In traffic. Scored with a left hand. She's got eight in the game.
She has a very good skill set.
Good hands. What we've seen catching the ball in traffic. Pull-up jumper by the Jaguars. Haley Noel. And then it's put up and in by Palmer. Freihofer, excuse me.
Freihofer trims this lead to five at 11-6 here. 3:18 left in the first quarter.
Pressure by Cooper. Full court. Bugwe goes down 10 feet out. Throws it back out to Heck. Heck goes right into the paint. Bugway shoots over the defense. A late whistle, but a foul called. That's going to be on Deer, and Bella Deer picks up. I would think that is going to be on her. Her first, team third. So Bugway will go to the free throw line. She's a top rebounder in the state. Number two in state rebounding average, number five in scoring.
25.4 and 15.4 respectively, and you can understand why when you see this young lady play.
She's a junior. Second free throw missed. Alexander got the rebound for Cooper. Cooper with the ball, trailing by six. It's 12-6. Coach Holthaus takes a kneeling position right in front of his bench and watches Cooper Lady Jags execute. Kick it out deep in the left corner, trying to make a move, driving in. They drop it off left of the lane, spinning, shooting. Shot rolled off. Palmer kept it alive. So did Noel, but here's Danville Christian with the basketball and the lead. Abrams in the front court, in a hurry, throws a lob up at the rim. Bugway caught it deep, put it up, scored, and one coming. Just too tall, a lot of size down there on the blocks. That foul is going to be called. That'll be on Thompson, her first, team fourth. We've got time called with 2:28 to play. Here in the first quarter, it's a 14-6 lead for Danville Christian. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save a Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
.228 to play here in the first quarter. It is 14-6 in favor of Danville Christian, leading Cooper. In the ballgame, Cooper shooting 2 of 8 from the floor, 25%, 1 of 2 at the foul line. They've made their only three they've taken, while Danville Christian, 5 of 6, 83% shooting. Made all three of their threes, one of two at the line. Rebounding, 5-4 edge in favor of Danville Christian. Turnovers, three for Danville Christian, two for Cooper. And Bugway will be at the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play. She's already got 11 points in the game.
Well,
and she does.
Tell you what, she really, really looks like a prospect. What a player.
No doubt about it.
Wow.
12 points, 2 rebounds, and a block shot here in the first quarter, and there's still 2:20 to play. Driving is Palmer, picked up, goes with a left-handed shot, missed it. Blackford, who checked back in, peels out of there with a rebound. Flares her elbows and use her pivot foot and finds Bugway. Here they say 6'4". I'm going to say she's about 6'6". She brings it up the floor. Driving in, Heck just threw up one off the backboard. Missed it on a run out, and Cooper can't score, but Palmer will go to the free throw line as the Jaguars that time, Bobby, they released two rather than sending a lot to the board, and they got a little two-on-one action.
Got away from it, and Blackford with the foul on the drive.
So that's the third on Danville Christian. It will put Palmer at the free throw line. She makes a free throw here. 4 points in the game for the 6'1 senior. Another free throw coming. Made them both.
Yeah, she was rock solid on those two.
Returning for Cooper High School, Malia Alexander comes in. They bring out Haley Noel. Full court pressure by Cooper, who trails Danville Christian with the ball, but they got a turnover. Reach in steal by Alexander. Three on two. Layup at the rim. Missed it. Bugway in there caused the shot to be altered. Grace Bugway, top of the key. Now drives. Got to the paint. Put up the runner and put it in. Just methodically broke the defense down coast to coast.
They didn't stop the ball. And you get her within 5 feet of that basket, whether she's under the board or not, she's going to find a way to get it up there.
Freehofer throws it to Palmer. Palmer looks in. Deer flashed across the lane, but here's a
tough
step
shot.
Back 12-footer. Good.
Wow.
You like that step back shot, Bob. Mid-range jumper.
That was a tough shot, and but needed, sorely needed by Cooper.
It pulls them to within seven, and a little bit of trouble in the backcourt, and timeout called over there by Coach Billy Inman as he'll talk to his Lady Warrior team. Minute to go here in the first quarter. Danville Christian up seven. Bobby's got a message.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Fair's Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you know mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good. MontgomeryTractor.com. Come on in and see Randy or Phillip or any of the Montgomery Tractor crew.
Appreciate that sponsorship.
Absolutely.
And all the sponsors. This broadcast on Gateway Radio Works brought to you in part by the Family Wealth Group, multiple locations. Inside a minute, the clock running. Danville Christian with the ball, up 17-10. Grace Bugway, she's got 14 of the 17. They just throw her the high lob, and Coach Justin Holdhouse just throws his hands up in the air, and now his hands on hip as he's shaking his head, saying, "What do I do with a girl that's 6 foot six? I'm playing in front of her. I got a player behind her. My players are 6'2 and 6'1. And another and one.
And 1 3-point trip.
So they're trying to play in front of her and behind her. I guess the best thing to do is pressure the ball so that entry pass. But they're just throwing it up there, Bobby. She's going and getting it. Here's a foul, and Bugway is going to pick up her second foul.
That's huge.
It is huge. She tried to close quickly on a 3-point shot attempt. And Bugwa picks up her second foul, and she'll sit for sure these final 29 seconds, you would think. But it'll send at the line three free throws to Palmer.
There you go. That's going to keep them attached here at the end of this first quarter.
Palmer's 3 of 3 at the foul line, 8 points in the game. Another free throw. This one's good. She has one more to come. Palmer, a 6'1 senior. She's going to be there for one more. She's committed to Evansville, playing over there for the Aces. She goes 2 of 3 at the free throw line, 27 seconds. Danville Christian, Braxton Heck throws a high lob to Bugway. They kept her in there, and she's going to the floor. Turnover. Here comes Cooper with the ball. Driving in. Noel kicks it out. Alexander bluffs a shot. 15-footer, not there. The crash the boards was 7.5 seconds, and it's Palmer keeping it alive. She was in there crashing the boards, and it'll be possession two. Cooper underneath her basket.
Cooper fighting for its existence right now against this tall timber.
They lob the ball in. Palmer's got it. Driving. Blackford cut her off. Clock at 4.5 seconds. Threw up a bank shot. Rebounded by Bugway. And the horn sounds as the first quarter comes to an end. Danville Christian leading here after the first quarter of play. They're leading Cooper High School by a score of 20-12. We'll step away for a one-minute timeout. When we come back, second quarter play coming your way right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children, and they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children, 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Second quarter about to get underway as the Cooper High School Pep Band striking up a tune here. Pretty well attended, Bobby, and again, high school basketball, it reflects the communities. It brings them together.
Well, we've had great crowds here this evening. GRC brought a tremendous crowd, and surprisingly, Sacred Heart had a nice contingent here, and we've got two almost equally comparable contingents here for this second game, and they're seeing a good one. And this Grace Bugwa is something to see, but she does have two fouls.
She does. She's 6 of 6 from the floor. She scored 17 of Danville Christian's 20 points. Danville Christian, the school, only has 78 students enrollment in that school. High lob pass. They go in there. Driving is Palmer. Ball fake. Left-hand shot. Missed at the rim. Bugoy with a rebound over to Heck. One pass into the front court. They go to Grace Meyer, who started but's only touched the ball twice. Heck with a lot of dribbling. Crosses over. She ran right into the teeth of a defense. And I got to kind of agree with Coach Holthouse. That was a double team. She had nowhere to go. He's looking for a jump ball, but they're calling the foul.
And they've got it out underneath their own basket.
They're wanting to throw the lob to Bugwe. They do, but she takes it out beyond the top of the key, trying to back her way into the paint, throws a pass, deflected. Blackford chases it down. They go right back in the high post to Bugwe. Grace Meyer, I said she hadn't touched it much. She launched a three, missed it. Noel with a rebound, throws a long outlet. Cooper's back defensively and score on a fast break. Addison Brissy, her first touch, first action, got the layup.
Well, and they cut this lead to 6.
Heck drives in, throws a hook pass, left baseline, trying to get space. Meyer, poor spacing by Danville Christian. And it's going to be a turnover right in front of the Jaguar bench. And I'm telling you, Braxton Heck, she is very well muscled up, very sturdy built for a point guard, but just a lot of dribbling, Bobby, pounding that ball hard on the floor.
Well, he probably has her dribbling the ball until she can see to throw the ball into the paint. But in that position, she got kind of sandwiched there and lost the ball.
A little more than she bargained for right in front of the bench. See if that ignites the Jaguars. There's a knuckleball three. Put up, shot missed, but rebound. Put up and in.
And where was Bugwa? She was out on the floor, unable to claim that rebound. Lead down to 4.
Freehopper scores for the Jags on a rebound putback. They throw it to Bugwa. There's the first shot she's missed, and there's going to be a foul over the back. If that's Bugwa, that'll be her third. It may be, now they're going to say number 24. That's on Blackford, so she picks up her second. So the front line players for Coach Billy Inman's Lady Warriors picking up some fouls. Heck comes out. Also, Blackford comes out. Inman talking to the official wearing a navy blue suit.
Seventh grader in there for them.
Yeah.
Nadja Abrams.
Noel with the ball. She's just a freshman for Cooper. Throws it on the right wing. Nice entry pass and a bank shot put up and in. That shot by Logan Palmer. The pass went to the wing, And then Palmer at the foul line cut straight to the goal.
And Bugler didn't want to risk getting that third foul. She let her go.
So Cooper coming back. They're to within two. Perimeter passing by the Lady Warriors of Danville Christian. Driving in, picking up the ball. Musasi kicks it out. Now with it, Metz. Metz tries to pivot out. Can't do it. Give it back to Musasi. Two players hit the deck. And a whistle away from the ball. And they're calling the foul on Greyhoffer. That's her second, team second of the quarter. And that's going to bring Bella Deer back in. The 6'2 post player. Danville Christian inbounds the ball. They throw it out on top. Bugway has it, looking for someone. And that Heck makes herself available. Heck leans in with that sturdy shoulder, that muscular deltoid, tries to get space. She gets rid of it. They throw it back out to Heck. Pounding that ball on the floor. Driving in. Trying to get space. Puts up the shot, and she'll go to the free throw line. She got in the paint on the reverse dribble. That foul is going to be on Palmer, her second. So now, like the Danville Christian team, Bobby, the Cooper front line starting to pick up some fouls.
As intense and aggressively as these two teams have been battling in the low post, I'm not surprised.
Free throw coming for Braxton Heck, and that didn't draw iron. She shot it, and the chance of air ball goes up. And
that 15-footer went at the most, 14 feet.
12. Yeah. I was going to give you two more feet.
Well, it wound up a foot short of the rim for sure.
Heck averages 5.5 points per ball game. She's a 36% free throw shooter. She goes 1 of 2 in the front court. Here's a pull-up shot, 10 foot on the baseline. Ferguson missed it. Noel got the rebound, stuck it up and in. Yeah. That ball was batted around, a heady play by the freshman.
Well, she got it done, and this lead, and all of a sudden, is down to one.
Double team out on top. Heck lost it, got it right back, throws it on the baseline. Here's a Meyer three that's short, but there again, Bugway on the rebound. She took that short shot, put it up and in, and draws the foul on Haley Noel. Noel's a 6 foot tall freshman, but not the size in there for the 6'6 Bugway.
Well, the shot was so short that in effect it could have been an assist.
A lob pass.
Yeah, it was just a long lob looped pass, and she was right there to claim it.
Bugway now with 20 points in the ballgame, 20 of Danville Christian's 25. Driving, stop and go move. Noel kicks it out. Deer shoots it with Bugway closing out on her. There's a rebound putback. And the smaller Cooper team all of a sudden to work hard on the backboards. And now they're 11 rebounds to 12 for Danville Christian.
They're getting after it.
Cooper just shooting 30% from the floor, so they're having to make the most out of every possession, while Danville Christian hitting 64.5%. Free throw is made there by Addison Brissy. Brissy is a 5'9 sophomore, came off the bench. She has the only fast break transition bucket for Cooper. Second free throw, good. She made them both. The lefty drops them in. With approaching 4.5 minutes to play in the first half, Danville Christian with a ball and a 2-point lead. Bugway took off. She had a running start, and I mean that literally. They call her for traveling.
They caught it.
Thought she could go from the right, move it to the left with a Euro step, but here's Cooper High School with a ball and a chance to tie or take the lead. Noel drives in, and we're going to get the third foul on Bugway. She blocked the shot of Noel, and right now Coach Inman, hands on head, rubbing the top of his head, thinking, oh my, things change now. Bugway picks up her third foul. He left her in there.
Yeah, that might have been a decision he wished he had to rethink.
Noel makes the free throw. Haley Noel, 6 foot tall freshman. Bugway comes out. She has scored 20 points, 7 rebounds. Free throw is missed and is taken away by Alexander. Shovels it off to Noel, driving. Hit the deck and another foul on Danville Christian.
Billy Inman just beside himself on the bench.
Two free throws coming. Musasi with her second foul. Team fourth. Knowles' free throw is good.
That knots the count.
What about Cooper?
How about that?
Coming back.
Yeah, they were down 20 to 10 late in the first quarter.
Both free throws made by the six-foot freshman, Haley Knoll. And those free throws, second-chance scoring opportunities. Heck, a lot of dribbling. Runs right into a double team and threw it away. Steal, driving, layup, blown. Threw it over the rim. Had a run out. Zaney Thompson and missed it from the left side. And a foul called on Cooper.
Pressy.
Pressy will get the foul.
She was trailing the play, and when the shot was missed and the rebound down, she was trying to get it and was unsuccessful.
I think she was about as astonished as all of us that the layup was missed. And like you said, she couldn't throw the brakes off. Free throw.
Oh my goodness.
Just hit the backboard. This is Braxton Heck. She's their point guard, and she's a 36.5% free throw shooter.
On a team that only shoots 55 from the foul line, so putting them on the line is not a bad deal.
4 points, and she missed this
them
one.
Both.
Hit the backboard on this one. 1 of 4 at the foul line is Braxton Heck and Danville Christian. They have scored one basket in almost 4 minutes of play here in this second quarter. We're approaching the midpoint. And here's Cooper with the ball and a one-point lead. Knoll, crossover dribble. Got to the rim, threw up, but off the backboard. Had a good angle, just threw it too hard. Heck calling for the ball. She's got it near midcourt. Alexander on her, and a nearly a pass picked off. And Coach Inman just so irritated as he has drawn the attention of his senior point guard, imploring her to value the basketball. They screen. Musasi has it near midcourt. Coming around to Heck. Heck has it. A lot of dribbling. Lost it. Turnover. Coming away with it. It's Alexander. Lead pass in the front court. Skip it back over. Three ball on the way. Good by Cooper. In transition. Three passes, 3 points.
Fryhofer with the three-pointer, and all of a sudden they're up four.
Driving left side, and that foul's going to be called every time. Zaney Thompson just more than a hand check. And I tell you what, Heck is sturdy built. That's not going to phase her, but it was a foul. Thompson's second, and then two free throws coming for Braxton Heck.
Yeah, she got whacked pretty good as she was trying to take it down the left side and curl into the basket.
Well, Heck toes the stripe, looking right at the Cooper Jaguar pep band. This free throw hit the front of the rim.
Well, they got to bring the big girl back in here. They're afraid this thing's getting away from them.
Musasi comes out, and they bring Bugwa back in. Also, for Cooper, Coach Holthouse, he brings Bella Deer, 6'2 senior, back in. Second free throw. Yeah. That one's good.
Yeah, that was a much-needed point for Christian.
Cooper with the ball and a three-point lead. Deer throws it left side. Now bringing it straight away with the dribble. It's Noel. Haley Knoll looking. Crossover dribble. Got a step on Meyer. Kick it back to Bella Deer. Driving in. Puts up the runner, and they're going to call a foul. And that's going to be the fourth on Bugway. And she picks up her fourth. And evidently, Coach Inman feels like his post player is targeted. He's wanting her to play on this big stage, and a lot of fans want to see it. But that's the fourth foul on her as Bella Deer misses the free throw. Deer is now 1 of 3 at the line. She made her first one and has missed the last two. We've got 3:03 to play before halftime. And now Cooper with a four-point lead as Deer makes the second of two free throws. And Grace Bugway has to lead the Well, she doesn't have to, but she's got four fouls. She also has seven rebounds, 21 points on 7 of 8 shooting. Cooper offering pressure, up 4. Danville Christian in the front court. Alexander got screened. They throw a pass, nearly turned over, picked up by Blackford, throw it on the baseline. Paisley Metz cut off. They find Blackford and a foul called. And this one official is calling all the fouls. She has called about the last 3 or 4 fouls, and just by, I guess, the position situation, she's found herself calling fouls under the basket and out on the floor.
Well, she was way out on the floor when that fourth foul was called on Bugwa, and Bugwa was shielded by the person trying to put the shot up. So
at any rate, she picked up her fourth, and she's on the bench. It's Cooper High School with a 24-25 lead. We'll step aside, back in 1 minute.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
.246 to play here before halftime. Cooper with a 25-29 lead. And the story of this game, Bobby, the four fouls on Bugwa here in the ball game.
Yes, we have played 11 minutes, and she's probably played 9 of them. Had 21 of her team's first 24 points, and is now strapped to the bench because she has four fouls.
Well, and Coach Inman talking to this official that's made most of the calls, he was in her ear most of that timeout as Blackford's free throw comes off. And, Bobby, this Danville Christian team's not a real good free throw shooting team.
55% as a team versus 70% for their foe.
Second free throw is good by Blackford. Cooper with the ball. And the 29-26 lead. They run the weave and all alone. Drive to the layup. Clear path to the basket. Zaney Thompson makes an atonement for the fouls and the defensive breakdowns. She scores at the rim and will go to the line for an and one.
Just curled to the basket and took it strong and drew the harm with the and one opportunity.
Musase picks up the foul, her third, and a three-point play completed. Zaney Thompson with 3. 5'11 junior, and turnover in the backcourt, and Heck's kind of having a tough go of it. That's a 7, make it 8 turnovers for her in the first half.
She's got 4 other players on her team.
Yeah. Give and go, who just checked in, a freshman. 5'10", Aliva Scott scores at the rim. Bobby, oldest playing basketball, give and go, but it works.
Absolutely, yeah, and it was an uncontested layup.
Then Scott, after making the basket, gets called for the foul, and it will send Heck back to the free throw line. You know, talk about the size of Danville Christian. 6'6", 6'2", and all. But you know, Cooper, They've got four girls that are 6 feet tall or taller, and then they've got another 5 that are 5'10 or 5'11.
They've got some size, and they've got only 2 seniors on this team with 5 seventh graders on that roster.
Heck misses both free throws. Alexander with a rebound. Scott has it in the backcourt. Freshman throws it right side with the ball, making the move. There is Thompson. Thompson leaves a bounce pass. Noel passed it up. Kick it out to Brissy. Her right wing three is missed. And again, this official calling another foul, and the flow of the game has now taken the tone. It's going to be a free throw shooting event.
And that does not necessarily favor the Lady Warriors.
Not really, and it the tempo and the flow of the game really altered somewhat here.
Come to a modified halt.
Yeah, we're shooting a lot of free throws, and Musasi.
Now that was a good looking stroke.
It was, and she gets a free throw, her first point in the ball game.
That she can cut it to six here with her second toss, which she does.
6 foot senior drops them both in. Cooper with the ball up 34-28, 2 minutes to play here before half. Thompson spinning, got to the right elbow, kick it out. Brissy with a three, left-handed shot, missed everything. And again, that official calling another foul under the goal on a rebound. So that foul is going to be on Palmer. She picks up her third. No, wait a minute. They're going to say... See who they put the foul on. They said 33. I thought they put it on Cooper. They're going to put it on, mark that one off of Palmer. They're going to put it on Braxton Eck, her second. And now the free throw missed by Malia Alexander.
I think they got it right. Heck got it.
Yeah. One basket for Danville Christian in this second quarter. Well, Alexander missed both free throws. Musasi with a rebound. Little shaky with a left-hand dribble. Needs help. Double team. Left to bounce pass for Grace Meyer. Meyer nearly got caught for another turnover. Hex lob pass in there to Blackford. Jump hook. Missed it. Tried to go get the rebound. And again, this lady's been busy with the officials. Been busy with the whistle on these ladies. There's a jump ball this time instead of a foul. Campbell Christian with the ball underneath their goal.
She's making some calls.
And a late pass deflected out of bounds by Alexander. Stops the clock with a minute 37 to play in the first half. Lady Warriors of Danville Christian with the ball underneath their goal. Really lost offensively without in there. I mean, they've had one basket. Driving in, kick it out, three-point
shot.
Good.
Huge
shot. Maybe Paisley Mintz heard me. She delivers.
Boy, she needed to.
Much-needed basket. Noel has her shot blocked at the rim for Cooper. Then a foul on the baseline, and that's going to be a foul on Noel. And two free throws will be coming. Second foul on Noel. And we'll walk the length of the floor and shoot more free throws. Danville Christian in this game, 9 of 16 at the foul line. Full timeout called by the Cooper Jaguars. With a minute 19 left to play in the first half, Cooper with a three-point lead, time on the floor. Bobby and I'll return after this one-minute break on your Gateway Sports Station.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
The final game of this opening round of the girls' Mingy Beef Jerky Sweet 16 finds Cooper leading Danville Christian 34-31 with a minute 19 to play before half. Bobby, Cooper got the lead when Bugoy went to the bench. And we were talking off mic. You better really get all you can get while she's off the floor.
Yeah, as long as when she returns here in the second half that she can be effective, because she might be afraid to take a step given the fact that she's had four fouls called on her already.
Oh, that's true. And that will alter and impede her effectiveness and mobility in the game. Well, good for her. Braxton Heck makes the free throw here.
Well, she needs to do that. Being a point guard, you've got to be able to score from the line.
Three of eight.
Now
she banked that one in
there
straight away.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It went down. Haley Noel goes high post. Zaney Thompson at the foul line. Drop it baseline, left side. Alexander returns it to Thompson, top of the key. Approaching a minute. Ball fake by... out there by Brissy. She had shot a couple of threes and missed them both. She passed up on that one. They go to Thompson, right wing. The middle's open. Thompson takes it baseline.
Nope.
Throws up a runner over Musasi, and she claims a rebound miss. Not a real good possession for Cooper there. And then Heck just turns it over, and she was just in a hurry and running down fast. Control was an issue there,
body and ball. She was in a hurry to get from one end to the other and was bound and determined to get there. Tried to split a trap and had a paw in there and it deflected it off of her knee. So a costly turnover.
12-3, the turnover margin. 12 for Danville Christian, only three by Cooper. Driving in, Thompson, backdoor cut. Noel got it, put it in. Nice backdoor cut. That's the way you move without the ball.
Well, she moved in from the top, and as she drove from the wing, she saw her cutting, and there it was.
Heck having some trouble getting it in the front court. Angles off to the left, stop and go move. Kicks it out, three-point shot blocked by Thompson on the Meyer attempt. Heck will shoot it. A three, didn't get it there at the horn, and the first half comes to an end. Good ball game. It's a close one. Danville Christian led by eight at the end of the first quarter, but now it's Cooper High School up by three. 36-33, the halftime score here at the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16, opening round, final game. Two-minute timeout is what Bobby and I will take when we return. We'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. All that coming up in 2 minutes right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here in Rupp Arena. The side of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament. Cooper High School taking on Danville Christian. We're at halftime. And Cooper High School leading 36-33. One of the Gateway Radio Works sponsors, Clark Pump and Shop. They also sponsor this cheerleading competition, in-game cheerleading competition. We were actually the audience for Cooper High School right here at Danville Christian. They will take the floor, the Warriors cheerleaders and the Lady Jaguars cheerleaders today. So between their floor cheers and their sidelines, they will announce a winner at the end of this tournament. Also, Clark Pump and Shop, they have a competition here at for some of the students. So students, communities, man, the win in the region's a big thing.
Well, and then here you are at Rupp, and all eyes are on the floor, and so they get geeked up, they get excited, and these cheers that we've seen this evening from all of these squads have really, really been nice.
Well, the play by both these teams, it's been actually Danville Christian in the first quarter. They went out with a 20-12 lead on Cooper, but Danville Christian, 21 of their 33 points, scored by Grace Bugway. And when she picked up her fourth foul, things really turned. And Cooper went on a run, and they were able to wrestle away that lead.
Well, and they were really able to effectively modify some of that lead after she got number three. But when she got number four, as you say, they really continued that onslaught, wound up outscoring the Danville team 24-13 in that second quarter, and really are in control of this thing right now, given the fact that at one point in time they were down 20-10 late in the first quarter.
You know, we were talking, the Cooper got down by 10, and it looked like Coach Holthaus, anytime he tried to do something, front the big girl, play behind her, play both front and back, pressure on the perimeter, they were just throwing the ball up to her, and I mean, things could have really mounted, but then the fouls kind of changed things.
That's right, and whether you agree with some of them or not, they were called, and they're part of the game. They're the fact of the game, and so as a result, Coach Inman is really, really going to have to do a job on his team here, knowing that Grace Bugwell will probably start the second half, but she's going to have to play on tiptoes, because if she gets number five, then she's out for the rest of the game. And what a talent we were able to witness here for the first 11 or 12 minutes of this game. Boy, she can flat get it done.
Flat get it done. Will she be a statue or will she be active? I guess we'll have to wait and see.
It just depends on, I think it's going to be up to her teammates to really, really be judicious in when they try to get her the ball and at what position to get her the ball, because, you know, she's going to be draped and blanketed pretty darn quickly every time it comes near her. And if she turns around the wrong way and has an elbow or something happen, then she's going to be on the sidelines for the rest of the game.
And people want to see her play. She is a complete package and a wonderful player. We're at halftime. It's a Cooper High School Lady Jaguars leading the Lady Warriors of Danville Christian 36-33. Some of the shooting numbers and team numbers in the game. The Cooper High School team shot 35.5% from the floor in the first half, 11 of 31. They were 2 of 6 from three-point range. They hit 66.7% at the foul line, 12 of 18. We've had 36 free throws in this first half. For Danville Christian, they're shooting right at 53% from the floor overall, 9 of 17. They're 4 of 8 in three-point shooting, 11 of 18 for 61% at the foul line. Thank you. And some of the other numbers in the game, 14 rebounds for Cooper High School, 19 for Danville Christian. Turnovers in the game, 12 by Danville Christian, only 3 by Cooper High School. Looking at points in the paint, Cooper actually got him 18-10 in the edge. Points off turnovers, a 14-2 edge to Cooper. Second chance scoring, 8-6 edge to Cooper. Fast break, a 2-0 edge to Cooper. And bench scoring, 9-2 edge for Cooper. So when you said they had the lead and they were getting stronger as the horn sound, I agree with you.
Oh, there's no question. And you got a team that shoots 42% on the year in Cooper that went through the first half at roughly 10 percentage points below that, if I'm not mistaken. And despite that, and despite the fact that Danville Christian shot over 50%, the Cooper team has the lead at intermission because of all the other variables of which you just spoke.
Yes, and the Lady Jags started off woeful, 3 of 13 in the first quarter shooting, but things have warmed up here in the second quarter. We'll take a two-minute timeout. When Bobby and I return, we will have individual stats, and we've got a bunch of them. We'll share them to you here at Rupp Arena, the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament, right here on your Gateway Sports Station. Back in two.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Think about that.
Halftime score, Cooper Lady Jaguars 36, the Danville Christian Lady Warriors 33. And looking at some of the individual numbers, first for Danville Christian, led by their post player, just a wonderful player, 20 points and 7 rebounds for Grace Bugway. She also blocked a shot. But she does have 4 personal fouls, played 12 minutes, and shot 7 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 2 at 3-point range, 4 of 5 at the foul line. She's got 20. Other scoring, 4 points for Braxton Heck. She got those all at the foul line. 3 points each for Paisley Metz and Grace Meyer. 1 point scored by Amari Blackford, 2 for Emily Musasi. And 4 rebounds for Musasi, 3 for Blackford, and there have been 6 assists on the 9 baskets for Danville Christian. So they can find the open player. It's just they need to get Bugway back on the floor. For Cooper High School, 11 points for Logan Palmer in the first half of play, 7 points and 3 rebounds for Haley Noel. Noel also dished out 3 assists. 7 points in the game for Liz Freehopper. Freehopper picked up 4 rebounds as well, came away with 1 steal. 2 points and 2 steals for Bella Deer in the first half of play. Other players for Cooper, 1 point each for Logan Palmer and Addison Brissy in the ball game. Make that Brissy with 4 points, Scott with 2, three for Thompson in the first half of play. So we've got both the team. Well, actually, Danville Christian just now coming out. Cooper High School out there for the shoot-around. 35%, 35.5% shooting for Cooper, yet they lead by three. And 53% shooting for Danville Christian. They couldn't hold the lead. No. But we'll see what happens here coming up in this second half. We'll step aside for our final two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have second half play. It's coming your way here at Rupp Arena at the Mingy. Beef Jerky Girls, Sweet 16, back in 2 minutes.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Halftime score is 36-33 in favor of Cooper, the Lady Jaguars leading Danville Christian, the Lady Warriors. The winner of this ball game will play Henderson County tomorrow night at 8:30 in that second game. Right here is...
It's a very entertaining first half, and yet it's had a lot of twists and turns. But here comes Grace. She's going to start the second half, and... Problem with that is she can be a decoy out there, but if she turns around to get a rebound and is in the wrong place at the wrong time, she'll be out of the game with four fouls. So she's really got to be careful.
Yeah, and the thing about the decoy, if we've seen anybody else score, I mean,
right.
They really haven't. She's got 20 of their 33. Here's a step back fadeaway, baseline 12-footer, missed there by Palmer with the rebound. Bugway's got it. Throw it over to Heck. Heck spinning on the dribble, angles off to the right, pounding that ball on the floor. They throw it into Bugway, and they double down on her, and it's a jump ball. So it went into the post on the right blocks.
She brought it down.
She did.
Brought it down and got tied up and was trying to position herself for a low block shot.
Lob pass, Bugway puts up the shot with Bella Deer out there, missed it, rebound, put back, come up and in. That shot put in by Metz. So second chance scoring put back there for Danville Christian.
That's it to one.
Haley Knoll, little pick and roll. Nothing there for between her and Deer. Instead, they go out on top with it. Palmer. Palmer with a crossover dribble. Brings Blackford out with her. Man-to-man by Danville Christian. And
a double dribble.
Double dribble as... Palmer tried to do a little too much. Blackford cut her off on the right blocks. Left block, excuse me.
Yeah, you know, when you get cut off like that, sometimes you forget what you've done.
Bourguin's going to bring the ball up the floor. We saw her go coast to coast on one occasion. Finish at the rim. They get the feeling she could do it all. They go over here with the Mets shooting a three. It went down and came out. Hustle for the loose ball. Four players on the floor, three of them Cooper. But both coaches don't like that. You could think it's a good job of blocking off, but when the rebound hits the floor on a bounce.
Somebody wasn't moving quickly
exactly.
enough.
Exactly.
On one team or the other.
Yeah, you can look at it. You can spin it. Well, we blocked off real good. No, I don't think you can spin it that way. Pass on the wing. Backdoor cut. They found Noel. Good recognition. Freehofer with the assist. Noel with the basket.
Yeah, that was an excellent play there.
In the front court, Bugwaid. Dribbling, angles off to the right, checked there by Belladere. Skip it left side on the baseline. They close out quickly. Mets trying to get a shot off. Then Heck throws a lob in there, and there you put it up and in. Bugway with the assist to Heck.
A beautiful pass from about 25 feet on the wing to the perfect spot.
Heck with two assists. Here's a three-point shot. Good. Bugway didn't step out. Belladere. Shooting a three and showing she's got some range.
41-37 inside 6 minutes of the third.
Deer doesn't shoot threes very often, but that one very effective, putting her team back up by four. Heck missed a driving layup.
Uncontested.
Uncontested.
Wow.
They spread the floor and someone forgot to get her on him. Coach Holthaus, he'll make that correction as he's watching his Jaguar team. Drive the basket. Bugway got the block shot, and again, she did well.
Yeah.
Didn't jump, no foul. They took it right at her.
They took it at her, and she did the job she needed to do to get the rebound.
And out on top, dribbling now between the circle. They switch off. They got Freehofer on her. Now Deer switches off as Bugway spins, shoots
wow.
from 10, got it in.
Well,
24 points in the game for her.
She's so rangy that she can take one step and cover a lot of area.
Sure does. Driving left side. Picked it up. Throw it out to Belladere. Hit another three.
Well, there.
Belladere hitting that three. She's 30-point, three-point shooter, and then they got the steal on the inbound pass.
Just not enough movement that time. And with that pressure defense, it took its toll.
It'll be Cooper's ball underneath their basket. They float it out on top. Thompson makes the catch. They go over to Alexander. Thought she was going to shoot it from 12. She goes to Deer, who scored twice in this quarter. Can't get it here, and then they're going to say jump ball. Out of bounds. It'll be possession to Danville Christian.
Now they're switching out of bounds personnel.
Into Bugway. She looks over the defense, not hard to do as tall as she is. Blackford has it. They call out a switch, and they go on the baseline,
that?
And a three put in. Grace Meyer with her second three of the game.
That trims this lead back to two.
Midway through this third quarter, Cooper with the ball and that two-point lead. Flashing across the lane. Scoop shot put up and in. A nice runner there by Thompson. Didn't look like she had a shot, but she found space. Bugway in the backcourt.
Down the seam.
Working it up. Deer tightens up on her. They go high post to Blackford. Right side. Pivoting around. Can't get a shot off from 10. Leave it to Bugway. Stolen away by Thompson. Thompson then fouled in the backcourt by Blackford.
Frustration. Frustration foul. She lost the ball. Drove into a double team. And once they came out going the other way, she reached and caused the foul.
Cooper will bring the ball up with 3:40 to play here in the third quarter, owning the four-point lead. Man-to-man by the Lady Warriors of Danville Christian. Haley Noel straight away to Malia Alexander. Crosses over, got by the defense. 10-foot, pop, stop and pop, didn't get it. And then Heck called for the turnover in the backcourt. Dribbled it too high, and it'll be possession back to Cooper.
She got harassed there. She started that dribble, and it caused her to lose the ball.
Been a tough night
yeah.
for the point guard. Driving in. Little fadeaway. Put up and in.
Yeah.
Freehofer shoots that fadeaway. Actually, Blackford didn't buy it on the fake, but the fadeaway got her the room she needed.
Got her the space.
Here's Bugway driving in. Long loping stride, as Bobby said, but she got a rebound and missed. Cooper won it over the back. No call. Play on. Cooper, 3-on-3 at the rim. Thompson throws up a runner. Heck drew a charge. And I thought Heck was stationary for Danville Christian, but it doesn't matter what I thought. That foul will be on Heck. It'll be her third. And, you know, Coach Inman, he didn't play that many players. And he would have kept Bugway out there had it not been the foul situation.
Sure, absolutely.
Free throw made by Alexander. She was held scoreless in the first half. And a little bit unusual there.
Yeah, only averaging about 3 or 4 a game, but a valuable contributor.
Plays a lot of minutes. Did last year as well. Makes both free throws here. She comes out, has a smile on her face. Also checking out is Freehofer. As Coach Holdhaus using his bench. Clock rolling. Inside of 3 minutes in the third. Heck, behind the back dribble. Trying to shake Brissy. Leaves the pass. Bugway with a ball fake. Now skip it deep in the right baseline. Dangerous pass. No angle, and they threw it away. Cooper with a steal all the way down. Haley Noel got it at the rim.
And we've got a 10-point game all of a sudden inside 2:35.
So you factor this 10-point lead with the 10-point lead Danville Christian has. You do the math. It's been a 20-point swing. And now here's Cooper with a steal. Driving in, shot put up, altered there by Bugway, missed. Deer got the rebound, skip it left side. Brissy will throw it out on top to Haley Noel. Noel, 6 feet, 1 inch tall, a freshman point guard. Angles off to the right, gets a screen by Deer. They throw it out on top, Palmer with it. Crossover dribble, she's about to fall down. Shovels it over to Thompson, who puts up a runner, missed it. Heck, got the rebound for the Lady Warriors. Inside of 2 minutes. Danville Christian with the ball. Heck, out there dribbling. Throws an entry pass. Again, a bad pass by the Lady Warriors, but they got away with it. And then the return pass to Heck is right at her feet. She digs it out, dumps it down to Bugway, who short-armed it. Missed a shot, a little aggressive going for the rebound miss, but here comes Cooper. 2-on-2. Pass over the lane. Shot up and in by Brissy.
And we have a timeout here at the 1:29 mark. Cooper's taking control, Joel.
They sure have, Bobby. That time, we haven't seen a lot of fast breaks, but they ran that one. Old-style textbook. Get it in the middle, fill the lanes. Timeout called by Danville Christian, a full timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Minute 29 seconds to play in this third quarter. The horn blowing as the Danville Christian team called a timeout. Cooper got hot there late, Bobby, and Coach Inman for Danville Christian trying to cool the momentum if he can.
Well, you know, we generally have a timeout at the 3 minute mark at the latest, and he probably needed to take a timeout a couple of minutes ago. He was waiting on that commercial timeout. It's automatic, but lost 6 more points as a result.
Yeah, and this floor longer than a high school floor, and Danville Christian not playing a whole lot of players. Here's a 3-point shot that's put up and in. And that's Paisley Mitch. She hits her second three of the game. 8 points in the game for her. Palmer tries to shoot from 12 on the right baseline. Yeah. Missed it, but nearly stole the ball. And she did. She created a turnover. Just kind of like the Larry Bird Detroit Piston play.
Yeah,
Palmer scored. Looked like she faked him like she was going up the floor, but she came back and stole the inbound pass. And now here's that timeout that they were waiting on.
Yeah.
But again, it's coming just a little bit too late. And Coach Inman talking to his team. We got a minute five to go. Cooper on top, 54-45. Invert the numbers. We'll be back in a minute.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Cooper, Lady Jaguars leading Danville Christian, Lady Warriors 54-45. We've got a minute and 5 seconds to go here in this third quarter of play. Cooper will have the basketball, and this Cooper team, four of these starters return from last year's team. They've won back-to-back. Three-peat, actually, ninth region tournament, regional tournament titles. And they're leading here 54-45 against Danville Christian, making their first trip ever to a Sweet 16. Very young school. Here they throw over the defense and a nice recognition. Shot put up and in by Freehofer off the assist by Deer.
That was just too easy there.
They get the ball on the left wing, and then they run the backdoor cut, and the pass is high, but it's hauled down by Gracie Meyer, and then she stepped on the sideline. Coach Inman coaching his girls pretty hard right now. Both these teams came into this game with 29 wins on the regular season. Left wing with the pass. Freehofer puts it on the floor, goes to Deer. Bella Deer put it up and in, and Bugway just had to put her arms up.
Yeah, hesitation move, and got up and under her arms for the deuce, and all of a sudden it's getting away.
10-point game for Deer. High lob thrown in there. Bugway at the rim, put it in as the horn is sounding. So Bugway, 26 points in this ball game. She's got 26 of Danville Christian's 47. Well, we've got 8 more minutes to play. Cooper High School leading Danville Christian 58-47 here at the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament. 1 minute break. We'll return. Fourth and final quarter coming up on your Gateway Sports Station.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal, then.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Fourth quarter about ready to get underway here at Rupp Arena. Just heard that Dutchess Chevy Ford commercial. I don't believe those cars are little tykes. I know what those cars are. Got them at the house.
You've got more than one at the house.
I do. There's Clark Pump and Shop and other sponsors label on those cars.
Well,
appreciate all of our sponsors. And this game brought to you in part by the Family Wealth Group. 58-47, Bobby, still plenty of time for Danville Christian to make a run.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to be good defensively. And what's more, they're going to have to be efficient and scoring when they get the opportunity, but it's going to have to start with a defensive stop.
They're shooting good, 52% from the floor, but they've turned it over 19 times compared to only four for Cooper. There, that play has worked two times, but this time Bugwe intercepts that backdoor cut on a weak side. She drives the lane, goes coast to coast, put it up and in, and will go to the line for an and one.
And in that situation, she got all the way to the basket, and you wonder why someone would commit a foul there, because she had it all the way, and there was no way to stop her from scoring that.
It's unlikely you're going to block that shot.
Right.
Nice player. Knocks down the free throw.
Cuts it to eight.
She's got 28 points in this game and 10 rebounds, two block shots, and a steal. Out on top with it. Cooper, they go left wing. Palmer, crossover, got a step on Blackford. Left-hand shot at the lane, missed. Rebounded there by Bugwe. Finds Heck in the backcourt. Heck will be picked up by Alexander. They get the ball back in Bugwe's hands. They're going to go as far as she can take them. They're looking for her in the paint again. They throw the high lob, nobody home. Steal by Palmer, two on one. Palmer at the rim, put it in.
Well, that was just a devastating turnover there.
20 of them in the game committed by Danville Christian. Only five turnovers for Cooper. Left hand dribble. They feed over in the baseline. Three-point shot put up and missed. They tried to have Paisley Metz hit the three. She hit a couple of threes earlier.
Blackford.
There's a fourth foul on Blackford, and a 6'2 player. She'll go out, and they bring Musase in at 6 feet tall. So Blackford and Bugwe, they're two bigs. Actually, they've got three or four bigs on this team, but each with four fouls.
And Blackford, only a freshman.
Here's a freshman holding the ball as Haley Knowles. She goes over on the wing. Knowles got 11 points, three rebounds, and four assists in this game. High post pass there to Palmer. Right of the lane, kick it out. Three-point shot banked up there by Alexander. Missed it. Deer got the rebound. They feed Palmer in the paint. Goes right at Bugwe with a left-hand scoop. Shots missed. Danville Christian with the ball. 6 minutes to play here in the game. 10-point lead. Bugwe trying to cut into it, and she does. Hits a three between the circles.
They didn't step up to challenge her, and she has shown us that she can nail that thing. She's like Big Z. She can nail it.
A stretch four type player.
Stretch four, five and a half.
Yeah, she hit, that is her third three-point shot in this game, 3 of 3. Cooper running the weave. That usually means ball control, not necessarily stall ball, or that they are using the clock. Deer, top of the key. Now they run the weave, hand it off to Palmer. She breaks up the flow and goes back to Deer. Drop it baseline. Deer, she's hit a three earlier, hit a couple. That one partially blocked, and Bugwe's got the rebounded miss. It's a 7-point lead for Cooper. Danville Christian trying to cut into it, despite the fact they've turned it over 20 times. They go into Bugwe, and she's put the floor on a foul. And Cooper helps her up. And that foul's going to be on Palmer. That'll be her third. Fourth foul, they say. Second foul. Timeout on the floor. We've got 5:12 here to go. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Cooper leading 60-53. Bobby's got a message.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy duty American made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
The fans here in Rupp Arena having fun with it as the fan cam is panning its way around the arena. Students and adults all having fun with it. 5:12 to play in this game. This will be the final game of the opening round. The winner of this game will play Henderson County. We've got 5:12 to go, and Grace Bugwe at the foul line. That's about the only thing she hasn't done is made every free throw. She's made just about everything else.
She can't leave those on the floor, though, at this point.
5 of 7, oh, now goodness. Make it 5 of 8. This Danville Christian team, just a little over 50% on the season shooting free throws. Cooper comes in the front court. They turn it over to Haley Knoll. Between the circle, Deer with the ball, needs help, finds Alexander right side of the circle. There's Heck tightening up on her, and Bugley got a steal. Her second of the game. Picked up the dribble. Tries to pivot around, looking, throws it to Musase. She slips the defense and threw it up and in.
What a slithery move there by Musase to trim this lead to 5 here.
So Cooper at one time with a 12-point lead. Bobby said this thing is cut to 5. It's 60-55. Time on the floor called by the Jaguars. We'll take a 1-minute break. We'll return. More basketball to follow on your Gateway Sports Station.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children, 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Cooper has had as much as a 13-point lead, but right now they're on a 2-minute and 36-second scoring drought. Bobby Danville Christian, they're coming back. They got down. They were up by 10. They got down by 13, but Cooper hadn't scored in a while.
Now they cut it to 5, and they scored at the 7:42 mark, and as you say, it's been a 3-minute, 7-second scoring drought for them, and back in the game are the Lady Warriors.
Man-to-man by Danville Christian. They tighten up on their pressure defense. Alexander with a 5-second call about it was looming, but she got rid of the ball. She takes it back from Knoll. Jab step, got to the baseline. Shot rejected by Bugway at the rim. And I thought Cooper might run the weave and take a little time.
You would have thought.
We got 4 minutes to go in this game. Nope. Bugwa, she shot a three, and it was partially blocked by Deer. And Coach Inman, he's up clapping. He said, it's okay, it's okay. So his team coming back, trimming some points, 8 points off the largest lead of the game.
Well, Deer with a nice job of getting a deflection there on that attempt.
Deer screens. They pop out the player, but here's Heck with a steal. She's fouled on the drive, and now the Danville Christian fans, they're beginning to get a little loud.
3:49 left. The key to it is, however, free throw line. Braxton Heck is...
That foul is going to be on Thompson. Heck at the free throw line. She's struggled there a little bit.
That's the issue.
Four of nine.
Not then.
She makes this one. All of her scoring coming at the free throw line. She's only taken four shots from the floor. This Danville Christian team, 13 of 22 as a club in this game. Shooting free throws.
Yeah.
Heck responds and makes both of them. Boy, and the fans and the student body all wearing those matching T-shirts, standing up and applauding their Danville Christian, the Lady Warriors, making a charge.
7-0 run.
And here's a pass that Deer vacated, and the pass by Palmer just sails out of bounds.
Yeah, she threw it toward us.
Coming right our way.
Yeah. Instead, the coach caught it.
Here's Bugway with it. Comes into the front court. Angles off to the left. High post pass, Blackford. Turnaround shot, she put it in.
9-0 run.
All of a sudden, Danville Christian coming back. They're resurrected here.
3-18.
They got down and coming back.
Now they're going to the weave.
Cooper trying to use a little bit of clock and see if they can get a higher percentage shot. They're on a scoring drought. 9-0 run. Oh, for their last four shooting. Cooper, crossover dribble. Driving in, kick it out. Ball faked by Deer. They take it all the way around the horn, so to speak. And now left wing with its Thompson. Driving, runs it all the way to the right. Straight away with a pass now to Noel. 2:42 to go in the game. Cooper with a ball and a one-point lead. Been a 3-minute, 45-second scoring drought and counting. For the Lady Jags. Deer just holding it up. Now brings Palmer out on the floor. Palmer looks over this situation. She's a senior. She's been there. 6'1 senior. Just dribbling out near midcourt. Blackford steps out on her. Handed off to Noel. Trying to get that clock. It can't get running fast enough for Cooper. They've had a tough time of it.
Down to 2 minutes.
Palmer tried to get by the defense, and that foul, that's going to foul out Blackford. So Blackford leaves the game, scoring 3 points in the contest. She had three rebounds as well. Time called on the floor. We've got 2:01 to play. It's a one-point Cooper lead, 60-59. We'll take a one-minute break. More to come after these messages.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
Ooh,
2:01 to play in this final game of the opening round. The winner of this one will play Henderson County tomorrow night at 8:30. It's Cooper holding on to a slim 60-59 lead. 2:01 to play. Cooper with three team fouls. Danville Christian with two. The Danville Christian team, they have two timeouts remaining. Cooper, or three timeouts remaining for Cooper.
Cooper with about 2 points this quarter and versus nine from the Lady Warriors. So they have certainly brought it.
More than a five-minute scoring drought for this Lady Jaguar team. And driving in, now retreating on the dribble, Freehofer. Freehofer crosses over, picked up there. Tight defense by Grace Meyer. Freehofer gets a screen, drives down to the right wing, then retreats on the dribble. Minute 43, and then Danville Christian have some fouls to give. Everyone except for Grace Bugwe. And that foul will be... Meyer picks up that one, her first.
That's but their second of the quarter, however.
Yeah, they gotta pick it up if they're going to try to stop the clock and extend the game. Minute 35. Driving in, ball fake, tried to go up. Bugwe blocked the shot. Coach Holdhouse didn't like it, but it was a clean block. I don't know that he liked the shot, and we've got a whistle.
He must have called timeout because she scored.
And they scored at the rim, and Coach Inman just says, "Oh, shucks."
Well, they quit playing when they heard the whistle. We didn't hear it, but they did.
They did, and Coach Inman's going to talk to his girls. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. More to come after this brief message.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Danville Christian will have the ball when we come back. Billy Inman, their head coach, wearing a three-piece suit. He's been a stern man today. They go into Heck. Heck spinning, shooting. Missed a shot to take the lead. Thought they would go to Bugwe, but she was the decoy.
Wow.
In the front court, Cooper catches a break. A minute 12 and then a foul out on the floor by Grace Meyer. That's the second on Meyer. It's 14 fouls against Danville Christian. The next one will put Cooper on the line. And Nadia Abrams checks in. She played very sparingly in the first half. She comes in here late. If I was Cooper, I'd have thrown it way in the backcourt and let Deer walk it up. Now they do that. And with the ball now in the front court, they get it back to Deer. Deer at 6'2", throws it back over. Freehofer trying to make her move. They bring Abrams in off the bench. She's fresh, and there's going to be a timeout called now by the Jaguars team. So Coach Holdhaus, he calls a 30-second timeout with 50 seconds remaining in his club up by one. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
It's 60-59. Cooper with the basketball and the lead on their end of the floor. Two timeouts remaining for the Jaguars. Danville Christian has one. Cooper gets it in. Freehofer right side. Picked up by Abrams. Hands it off. Palmer retreats on the dribble. Near midcourt. Driving.
Okay. 33.
Musase goes with the foul. Two free throws coming Palmer. Now for Cooper.
Yeah, Palmer's going
to get it. Musase with her fourth, team fifth. Palmer at the free throw line.
Well, she's their leading scorer, so that's who you want there, the senior.
She's 4 of 5 in this game, and she knocks it down here. She's got 13 now, make it 14 points in the game.
Only their third point of the quarter, but a huge one.
Palmer with another free throw. She made them both. Full timeout will be called now by Cooper High School with 41 seconds to play in the game. Cooper High leading 62-59. We'll take a 30-second break back after this brief message.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Cooper High School just got two free throws from Logan Palmer, a leading scorer on the season and in this game. 15 points for her. Now it's Cooper on top by 3, 62-59. Each team with one timeout remaining. Cooper with a 62-59 lead. The possession arrow favors Danville Christian. And here comes a full court press by Cooper. They're going to make Danville Christian use some clock because there's 41.1 seconds left to play in this game. Coach Justin Holdhaus for Cooper walking the sideline. Coach Billy Inman in that three-piece suit and necktie down on the other end.
Mr. Dapper.
Inbound pass. Now they throw it to Bugway. She's been their best three-point shooter. She drives in. They didn't talk on defense, and she's saying, pointing to her ears, "You got to tell me something. I can't hear you." As they were coming hard on her, she was going for the basket. Looked like she was going to score a layup. It'll be out of bounds to the Lady Warriors of Danville Christian. Inbound pass. They look into Bugway. They throw a lob. She's double-teamed. Kick it out. Musase drives. Well, fake a roll at the rim. Banked it in.
Beautiful play by Musase. She has really come through here for, what, their last two baskets, I believe.
Danville Christian calls a timeout with 26 and a half seconds to go in the game, trailing by one. We'll keep it here right now as Coach Inman has exhausted his final timeout. These shooting percentages, Cooper with 39% for the game. They lead by one. Danville Christian hitting 54%. And three-point shots, 50% for Danville Christian, 7 of 14. Cooper, 4 of 10. A lot of free throws, Bobby. There's been, in this ballgame, 45 free throws shot.
That's quite a number.
Cooper, 16 of 22, and Danville Christian, 14 of 23.
Yeah.
Turnovers in the game. 9 committed by Cooper. Only 4 in the second half. And 18 make that 21 turnovers by Danville Christian.
And
but yet they're right in it.
Yeah, they're right in it. And were it not for those turnovers, this thing could have been over a while back. But when you look at it, leading by 13 points late in the third quarter, this Danville Christian team has come on with a vengeance. And they are within 1 point here. Late, 26.6 seconds remaining, so their charge has really, really been one to admire.
Cooper High School, they need to bring it the length of the floor. Full court press. I believe I'd have been inclined to put Bugway on the ball, but they don't. They get the ball inbounds and a foul in the backcourt, and only 2 seconds tick off the clock.
Another senior, Kreihofer, on the line, I believe.
Well, she's had a nice game. She's got 11 points. She has not been to the free throw line, and she's been standing there for a little while.
Second leading scorer on the team, a senior. Oh,
missed it. Right went down and came out. If she makes that first one, it's a lot more comfortable shooting that second one. But now looking to give her team a two-point lead with 24.8 seconds.
She got
the second one. Full court pressure by the Jags. Heck throws it to Bugway, and she lost the ball out of bounds. It's always a risk throwing the ball backwards. But Heck had no choice. She got trapped in the corner. Bugway made herself available, so she threw it behind rather than advancing it forward.
Threw it behind, but dropped the ball down.
Sure did. You don't want to throw it behind you. And a foul. Abrams has picked up her third foul, and it'll put Freehofer back at the foul line. Freehofer with 12 points and 5 rebounds. Yay. Now make it 13 points. Only one basket in this fourth quarter for Cooper. No field goals in almost 7 minutes for Cooper. Second free throw made also. Danville Christian will bring it the length of the floor. They trail by 4. There's 17.7 seconds. Inbound to Heck. They get it back over there to Meyer. Meyer in a hurry. Left side of the floor. Trailing is Bugway. She passed up a 3. Goes to Heck. She's calling for it back. 3-point shot attempt and a foul. Fouled out there on a Bugway 3-point attempt. And I mean, she was willing to shoot an NBA length 3-point shot.
That was out there 30 feet.
You know, you got a couple of lines here on this floor for 3-point shots. And yeah, she was willing to shoot a 30 footer. And this won't be a nice trip to the bench, although Coach Holdhouse, he doesn't say much to Zaney Thompson, who's checked out. She's fouled out, rather.
Well, by the time that ball would have come to the rim, it would have been less than 4 seconds left, even if she had made it.
Bugway had missed her last two free throws, but she makes this one. She has two more coming.
6 seconds.
32 points and a 14-rebound performance, 4 blocks and 2 steals. She missed the second. She's got one more coming.
Yeah, she really needed that one.
Sure did.
Really needed it.
That was 6.2 seconds. You may not get the ball back. Do you shoot it hard off the back iron? She goes ahead and drains it.
Well, they need
and they'll
foul.
Sit for the press. Inbound with the ball. Noel in the front court, 3.5 seconds. Looking up at the clock, and the horn runs out. They didn't get it back. In a final, Cooper, they survived. They live to play.
The National Weather Service has issued Tornado Watch number 49, effective until 4 a.m. Friday. This watch includes the following counties in Kentucky: Bath, Fleming, Lewis, Montgomery, and Rowan. Remember, a tornado watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds, in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information. Repeating, Tornado Watch number 49 has been issued until 4 a.m. Friday for the following counties in Kentucky: Bath, Fleming, Lewis, Montgomery, and Rowan.
Played a lot of minutes with 4 personal fouls. She did block 4 shots and picked up a couple of steals. And Danville Christian, they They traveled real well up here for a school that only had 78 pupils in the student body. And there's some players down there on that Danville Christian bench that are just as tall or taller than Grace Bugway.
Well, there's one that looks like
maybe
6'8".
Yeah.
And in civvies.
Yeah, so
wow.
Coach Billy Inman, his team, and he's trying to console his girls who took this hard as they just raced right through that 12th region. They only lost two games all year and didn't have a close game in their last 11 straight wins. But they lose today as Cooper High School, their record goes to 30-2 with a 65-63 win. We'll take a 1 minute break. When we come back, we'll have a post-game show. It'll have game stats, comments, game summary, all that coming up on your Gateway Sports Station back in a minute.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Here in a final 65-63, Cooper wins this one. Running down some of the team stats here in this ball game, Cooper High School win this ball game. They shot 39% from the floor, 21 of 54, 4 of 10 from three-point range, and 73% at the foul line, 19 of 26. For Danville Christian, they shot 54% from the floor, 20 of 37, 7 of 14 from three-point shooting, and 16 of 26 for 61.5% at the foul line. Rebounding, it was a 32-23 edge in favor of Danville Christian. And turnovers in the ballgame, 22 turnovers by Danville Christian, 9 committed by Cooper. Of the 21 baskets that Cooper made, there were 13 assists in the ball game, and of the 20 baskets that Danville Christian made, there were 12 assists in that today's game. Looking at block shots, 6 for Danville Christian, 3 blocked by Cooper, steals in the game, 14 for Cooper, 4 for Danville Christian. The leading scorer in the ball game, Grace Bugway, again, 34 points, 14 rebounds in the game. Other scoring for Danville Christian, 8 points for Paisley Metz in the ball game. She had a pair of threes. You had Grace Myers with 6 points and 2 rebounds in the game. Amari Blackford, before fouling out, she had 3 points and 3 rebounds, and her time on the floor also blocked a shot. And Braxton Heck, the point guard, senior point guard, 6 points, took 5 shots, didn't hit any of those, but she was 6 of 11 at the foul line, did pull down 6 rebounds as the point guard, dished out in the ball game 4 assists, had a pretty tough time handling the ball as Cooper put the pressure on her. Some of the Cooper stats individually. For the Cooper Jaguars, you had Logan Palmer leading the way. She had Cooper, they put 4 players in double figures. Coach Holdhaus, he played 8 players in this game. Leading the way, Logan Palmer with 15 points. She also had 3 rebounds in the game and came away with 4 steals in the contest. And you had Liz Freehofer. She scored 14 points in the game on 5 of 8 shooting. Freehofer with 5 rebounds, 3 assists. She had a couple of steals in the game as well. Bella Deer played the post, had her hands full with Bugwe, but did manage to get in double figures with 10 points on 3 of 8 shooting. Also hit 2 of 4 from 3-point range, 5 rebounds for Deer in the ball game. She also blocked a shot, 2 steals, dished out 1 assist. The other player in double figures in the ball game, it will be Haley Noel, the freshman point guard, and it's a good thing when you got a point guard that's 6 feet tall. She scored 11 points, 4 of 7 shooting. She also had 3 rebounds, dished out 4 assists in her time on the floor. Some other scoring, Addison Brissy for Cooper came off the bench and scored 6. We had 2 off 2 other players with 2 points each. That was Malia Alexander and Olivia Scott. They scored 2 points respectively off the Lady Jaguar bench, and Zaney Thompson chipped in with 5 in the win. 65-63 the final. Some kind of ball game, Bobby. It was Danville Christian early, Cooper midway, but then Cooper got cold. Very cold in the second half.
Yeah, but at crunch time, you had your 2 seniors come up and make the critical free throws that got them into survive and advance mode, and that's certainly why you're a senior and want to be on the line for that final shot.
Well, we gave you the team and individual stats. Just some more numbers to run by you, and then we'll check out of here. Points in the paint, Cooper with a 34-26 edge. Points off turnovers, 26-13 in favor of the Cooper team. Second chance scoring tied at 8 points each. Fast break scoring 8-0 for Cooper, and Cooper's bench outscored Danville Christian 13-6. Score tied here. It said one time, the lead changed once. Danville had it early. Cooper got it, and then they just ran with it. So Cooper Jaguars will play Henderson County tomorrow night at 8:30. Be listening to your Gateway radio stations as their commitment to high school basketball and the communities that and schools that are there in those communities and that they serve, Gateway Radio, they are committed there. They will be carrying the ball game. You can listen to WMST or WWKY for all the coverage of this boys, or excuse me, of this girls' Mingy Beef Jerky Sweet 16. It'll get underway tomorrow at 11 a.m. Bowling Green plays McCracken County. The 1:30 game is Butler playing Franklin County. The evening session tomorrow, Sacred Heart against Bethlehem, and then the nightcap in the Elite Eight will be Cooper playing Henderson County. Bobby, I'm going to wrap it up.
We have had a tremendous time here calling these two games this evening, and certainly appreciate everyone who was on board with us and saw a couple of exciting games. Just a stifling defensive effort by Sacred Heart in game one to oust a very, very courageous but little bit shorthanded GRC team in the first game, and then this second game came down to a couple of free throws at the end of the contest, and you had two tremendously quality, equal teams playing in that second one.
Cooper beats Danville Christian 65-63 to close this out, opening round in the book of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. That's going to do it. Hayes McMakin, our on-site technician, back at the station. Jeff, our producer, thank you, as well as Tim in our opening game. Bobby Baldwin beside me. I'm Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Have a wonderful rest of the week. So long.
You've been listening to the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned and hear every play of every game on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
When will they ever learn?
When will they end?